Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of The Little Mermaid, a reimagining of Hans Christian Andersen's timeless fairy tale, written by Sonali Bhattacharya and directed by Miranda Cromwell. The Little Mermaid lasts for 2 hours and 10 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, and will be described by me, Jake Hayes. The performance takes place on Saturday, 21st of December, at 2 p.m. There will be a touch tour at 12 p.m, meeting in the lobby, just along from the box office. You can hear a recap of these notes 15 minutes before the show begins. This introduction lasts around 14 minutes and includes information about the set, characters and costumes, followed by access information. Set and props. The Little Mermaid takes place around a magical coral reef and also on dry land. Clever set design and the use of wind machines combine to create the feel of these contrasting worlds. For example, long billowing silks are stretched across the stage to represent the movement of the ocean and create transitions between scenes and locations. A huge rectangular wall of striped silks hangs like a blind at the rear. It consists of 5 horizontal stripes, coloured and patterned to create a rainbow effect. Lighting is used to change the colour and suit the location. On land, warmer oranges, greens and purples are projected, while under the sea, it takes on a chillier blue and green tone. The floor is bare, but spattered and spotted with brightly coloured ink. When underwater, 2 small hatches at the front sometimes open, allowing fans to blow air upwards. Fabric rises from the hatches, creating a rippling effect which mimics coral plant life and other substances from the seabed. The underwater world is dominated by a roughly textured coral reef, coloured white with pastel shades of pink, green and yellow. It divides into 3 different sections. The largest part is stepped and can be climbed. Shell-like paper fans project from the sides of the coral, and several narrow peaks rise unevenly from the top level, resembling stacked paint pots. A tall spiral structure, around 9 feet in length, lowers from above throughout the story to allow an aerialist playing the mermaid's tail to spin and twirl. Later in the story, a pipeline appears in the southern waters, hanging down from above. It is made from a partly transparent material and has the logo of the Open Tide Corporation emblazoned on the side. Above the water, a wooden jetty stands around 5 feet above the surface. The jetty is made from dark brown barnacled wood planks and is accessible by a stepladder. It has long legs, fitted with moving casters. On the platform, there is a handrail along the back and one of the sides, which is draped with a fishing net and blue tarpaulin, creating an open shelter. Various inflatable items are stored on the platform, including a rubber ring, lilo, and beach balls. Kai's small sailboat is created using a wooden desk, its legs also on casters. The sail stands around 6 feet tall and consists of 3 canvas sections painted yellow, orange, and red. The boat also has an oar and a set of green speakers, which are lowered into the water using a knotted rope. A different version of the boat is used later, raised on legs 8 feet tall to give the effect of the ocean beneath it. The Open Tide Factory is structured around a number of interlinked multi-level wooden platforms. They are of varying heights, between 3 and 9 feet high, and all move on casters. The main, central section is a long platform of around 15 feet in length. It's accessible by a set of stairs on one side and a stepladder at the other. At the back of this central section is a machine which turns oil into plastic. A sheet of dark material representing the oil feeds from above into a large bowl, funneling it into the main section. This is a large black wooden box, around 5 feet long and 3 feet high. Above and to the left of the factory hangs a neon-lit sign for Open Tide. It's mounted on an industrial metal lattice backing. The lettering is neon orange, with the O in the shape of a cog with an oil droplet at its centre. Several miniatures feature throughout, presented as simple wooden cutouts or handheld puppets. These include Kai's sailboat and a much larger ship with portholes through which we see Richard and Jocasta's faces. Throughout the story, 2 musicians sit in the front left-hand alcove. They are surrounded by a selection of instruments, including keyboards, double bass, mandolin, and a variety of acoustic and electric guitars hung on the walls behind. The musicians sometimes come out of their area to perform on stage or become part of the action. Characters and costumes. The Little Mermaid is rich in costume, with outfits designed to alter the human form and create more organic shapes. Fans are also used, with air creating movement in the fabrics. For example, the mermaid's tail mirrors the way she is always moving in the water. Aside from the lead, the cast form part of an ensemble and take on multiple roles. There are a large number of characters, and more minor sea creatures will be described during the performance. The Mermaid. Soraya, the Little Mermaid, is a teenage girl, short and athletic, with light brown skin. She wears her hair in three braids, with the rest hanging in ringlets, and combed to create two side partings. Soraya has brown eyes and an open, expressive face. She has huge energy and moves with a dancer's grace in the water, but is much more awkward on land. She wears a pink play suit with sleeveless top and billowing silk trousers. The trousers are later removed to reveal shorts. Her outfit is further embellished with patches of orange, purple, and deeper pinks. Later, bright orange supermarket carrier bags are transformed into a vibrant skirt. Soraya also has a long mermaid's tail of pink silk, which catches the air to look as though it's floating in water. The tail is a character in its own right, played by a young white woman of similar height and build. She animates the tail through her movements, both on the ocean floor and suspended high up on wires or twirling on a long coiled spring. On land, Kai is a young man in his early 20s, around 6 feet tall with a slim build. He has light brown skin, brown eyes, and striking facial features, including prominent ears, fine cheekbones, and a high forehead. Kai has mid-length, dark brown dreadlocked hair tied back in a high ponytail. He wears green shorts and a green fishing jacket over an orange t-shirt with white trainers and socks. Kai has a warm smile, but is sometimes shy and often stands back in situations. His movements are gangly and awkward, particularly in the water. Jocasta is the mother of Kai, a tall, slim white woman in her 40s. She has intense blue eyes and very long brown hair worn with a purple Alice band. Jocasta dresses to impress, initially in a lilac party dress with broad hooped tall skirts and bat wing sleeves. Later, she wears another all-purple ensemble, consisting of loose-fitting purple silk trousers with a chain belt and a floaty purple silk jacket. Richard is Jocasta's husband, a snazzily besuited executive type. He cuts a stylish figure, wearing purple check dinner jacket with extended black collars and side patches. Richard also wears shiny black shoes and a checked purple necktie. He has brown skin, short black afro hair, a tidy beard, and brown almond-shaped eyes. Standing at around 5'10", he is of average build and moves with louche confidence, often with one hand in his pocket. This disguises uptightness, expressed with anxious fist clenching. Under the sea, Coral, a stately black woman in her early 40s, is the embodiment of the reef. She is of average height and build, with brown eyes and hair braided into short, snake-like strands. Coral dresses in all white, with a distinctive fan-shaped fascinator in her hair. She wears long shorts and a vest top overlaid with tulle netting, and a sash decorated with more fans and colourful jewels. With white sneakered feet, Coral moves with broad, purposeful movements, making sweeping gestures, but she becomes more unsteady as time goes by. Inky Slick is the embodiment of pure evil and heavy metal energy. She dresses in tight black PVC leggings and a leather jacket adorned with purple trim and dangling strips of fabric. Her hair is feathered and mid-length in the style of an 80s rocker with purple streaks. She's a short white woman in her late 40s with blue eyes and a full figure. Inky stalks both land and sea using dramatic gestures, pointing and throwing her arms around as though entertaining a crowd at a rock concert. Seahorse is an anxious but proud pregnant male of the species. He is brown-skinned and dresses entirely in bright red, including a large jacket with bulging sleeves and curvaceous shoulders. Beneath this, he wears a flared skirt covered with layers of tulle fabric. Seahorse has a headband which he wears like a Mohican, with bulbous antennae sticking up and running halfway down his back. He also sports a red and white striped scarf emblazoned with the word tuna. He often stands with his arms clasped behind his back, but releases them to perform energetically funky movements. Clownfish is the entertainer of the sea. She's tall and slim with exuberant energy and is prone to breaking into a silly dance. With a red clown's nose and large orange ruff collar, she is always ready with a goofy grin. She moves using a pair of orange fins shaped like fans, which she holds with her arms crossed. Clownfish wears dark blue trousers rolled up to her ankles and loose-fitting tops with baggy pleated sleeves. Sea turtle is an old friend of Soraya, who has been living on the surface for some time. She is short, with a rotund appearance, and moves with an exaggerated waddle. Her shell is a brown holdall worn like a rucksack. Her outfit is a baggy green onesie worn with its hood up, on top of which she wears a green bicycle helmet. There is also a compass around her neck. Sea turtle is a stubborn old creature who often stands with her arms crossed and knees bent in a slight slouch. Hammerhead is a dark and gloomy shark who lurks in deep waters, wearing sunglasses. He moves with a stoop and makes lurching movements through the water, arms tucked behind his back. When excited, he dances with jerky abandon, flailing his arms around like an old-school raver. Hammerhead wears an oversized mauve-colored jacket, worn high to cover the top of his head and with a fin on the back. Jellyfish is a party-loving loudmouth. She is large and larger than life, with plenty of energy, frequently waving her electric tendrils around. Jellyfish pushes a shopping trolley filled with debris found in the sea, including lobster pots, an oil can, and a shell-encrusted suitcase. She wears a large fringed lampshade on her head. Credits. The cast. Leanna Cottrell is Soraya. John Leader plays Kai. Nandi Bebe is Coral. Alison Fitzjohn plays Inky Slick, Sea Turtle, and Jellyfish. Karina Buchan takes on the roles of Jocasta, Clownfish, and Hammerhead. Michael Elcock is Richard and Seahorse. Holly Downey, Aerialist, plays the Tail. Esther Miles Insole is the Ensemble. Alex Heen and Harry Miller are the onstage musicians. All additional characters are played by the cast and ensemble. The creative production team: writer Sonali Bhattacharya, director Miranda Cromwell, set and costume designer Ruby Pugh, movement support Nandi Bebe, lighting designer Zeynep Chepekli, composer Femi Tamoo, sound designers Holly Khan and Dave Price, associate director Julia Head, circus director Holly Downey, and the voice coach is Carol Lamb. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled and there is an open-air bar area outside the theatre. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That is the end of this audio introduction.